One of the first people the UIL heard from was John Jay principal Robert Harris, who said that assistant coach Mack Breed told him he was involved with the players hitting referee Robert Watts.
I did ask him if he directed those students to that action, and he confirmed that he did. We had a conversation about that not being appropriate, and that's not who he is as a young man, and advised him that I needed a statement.
That order was for alleged racial slurs made by Watts. In a written statement, Breed's attorney James Reeves says his client never directly said to the players, "Hit the ref." The school accepted Breed's resignation late Wednesday. Breed, along with John Jay Sr., Michael Moreno, and sophomore Victor Rojas, were asked to speak but declined the UIL's invitation. This week's hearing comes on the heels of news that the district will keep the two students at an alternative learning center for 75 days. The committee had expected to hear from official Robert Watts, but according to Watts' attorney, Jay Downs, his client had been diagnosed with a concussion and was advised not to attend the hearing. Downs passed out Watts' wedding photos, which show he and his wife posing with African-American friends.
The fact that he has friends of different races, I think, would serve to kind of impeach the idea that he would be inclined to be out there on a football field liberally throwing those terms around. I think those things mean that probably he wouldn't be inclined to do that sort of thing.
The UIL can suspend a referee's license to officiate UIL games and contests. The UIL committee wants to hear from the two players as well as Watts before it makes its decision on what should happen to the John Jay football program. Another hearing is planned for mid-October. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.